Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for March the 10th, 2016. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Spranger.
Here.
Foliger.
Here. The Board of Review is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinance as special uses and variances they apply to city ordinances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue this evening. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the February 11th meeting?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second? Roll call, please.
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson.
Yes.
Spranger.
Yes.
Foliger.
Yes.
My hair meant yes.
We're going to go to item D first. So the young lady can doesn't have to sit here so long. It's case number 16-013 at 1045 Hall Street. It's an R2 district. A request for a variance to allow a garage to exceed the 40% rear yard ratio by 100 square feet to allow construction of a 720 square foot garage, submitted by Jenna Kenyon. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located on the south side of Hall Street. It's located approximately halfway between 10th and 12th Street. The property that's involved is outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to place a 24-foot by 30-foot garage, 5 foot from the side and rear property lines, and this will occupy more than 40% of the required rear yard. The required rear yard is highlighted in yellow in the graphic being displayed. And the reason for that is due to the orientation of the garage. And what I mean by that, the 30-foot side will face the alleyway and the 24-foot sides will face the side property lines. Directly next door, there's already a 720 square foot garage that's 24 by 30, so it's exactly the same dimensions, same square footage, but because it's oriented this way rather than this way, it doesn't occupy the more than 40% of the rear yard. That's the only issue here this evening, is the fact of the orientation of the garage makes it occupy more than 40% of the rear yard. And that's due to the fact that it's in the original, one of the original sections of town that has 50-foot wide lots. The size of the garage is not an issue. It is allowed by ordinance. If they just turn it 90 degrees, they'd be able to build this without a variance. So it's really not going to be an aesthetic issue one way or the other. I believe that really summarizes the issue. If you have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
I do not. Is anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? If you would, why go to the podium and state your name and address, please.
I want to speak in favor.
Sure. Yes.
Are you in favor of your garage?
Hi.
Go to the podium in the back, please.
Oh, okay.
So we can all hear.
Thank you. This is
Member Mr. Chairman, I would add one more thing while she's going back to the microphone. I received phone calls from three different neighbors, and all three of them were supportive of the request this evening.
Thank you, John. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. My name is Jenna Kenyon, and I own the house at 1045 Hall Street. I have a little garage there that's, right now it's 12 by 18. And the reason I'm building a new garage is the old garage is kind of a blight on the city. And I'm hoping with your approval that things can move forward and my neighbors can have something nicer to look at.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in addition to her that wish to speak in favor of her request? See none. Opposition to the request? See none. Discussion by the board?
I guess I don't have any problem with it.
No questions.
Okay. I move that we approve case number 16013.
I'll second.
Motion made and second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Foliger?
Yes. Case 16-013 has been approved. Thank you, ma'am. Good luck. Improve the neighborhood.
Yep. Very nice.
Thank you. We'll go to case number 16-003 at 325 16th Street as a C3 district. It's a request for a variance to allow parking in the required front yard submitted by Bill Ernst. Is there an affidavit of publication for all three of these items?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located between 16th and 17th Streets, and it's on the south side of Grant. The site is just north of where we're at right now. That's City Hall right there. It will occupy a one-half block area. The site will demolish the structures that are currently inside of the yellow line and replace it with a new small retail development. Wanted to show you this graphic to give you an indication of how this will relate to the realignment of the downtown with the I-74 project. That realignment will begin in earnest this building season. So it's being built kind of in conjunction with all the things that are going on down here. And the site plan that you're about to see has taken that realignment into consideration. You'll see the diagonal that's going to be added. That is in this area right here. There's actually three requests before you this evening. All of them are related to the exact same site development. So with your permission, I'll go ahead and just make one presentation with all of the items that are involved in this. The first is the parking in the front setback, and that's highlighted in purple before you. There is some that are adjacent to 16th Street, Grant Street, and just two that are going to be adjacent to 17th Street. There has been a revision to this plan, and it's very, very small. And actually, I have the new set of plans right in front. The only thing that changes is one of these parking spaces disappears, and the parking in that area moves back an additional 6 to 7 feet, so less of the parking is within the front setback. That will allow some additional landscaping to be placed in the area right here. Other than that, it's the exact same site plan that you're seeing right here. The second request is for a sign variance. The sign will be located at the northeast corner of the property and be located in this area right here. And then the final request is for a drive-up window, which will be on the east side of the retail establishment, and it can be accessed through the drive-through lane that will go counterclockwise around the building up to the drive-up window. It can also be accessed in this area here. At one time, there was going to be a drive entrance here. That has been eliminated, so this is all going to be curbed off here. There'll be an entrance off of 17th, an entrance off of Grant, and then an entrance off of the new diagonal that will be brought into the downtown area. The first request regarding the parking has always been limited and always been an issue for development in the downtown area, especially for off-street parking, and that's what we really strive to have developers do, is to get as much of it off of Grant and State Streets and the side streets as possible. That's what the developer is trying to do. They're trying to maximize the amount of parking on site in this area. If allowed, the parking would still be approximately 20 feet away from the paved portion of 16th Street, 15 feet away from the paved portion of 17th Street, and now with the new setback in this area here, about 13 feet away from Grant Street. The drive-up window, well, I should also say, there's numerous other businesses in the downtown that have parking in the front setbacks. K&K has parking in the front setback. right across the street at River's Edge Edition, there's parking in the front setback. If we go back to the original businesses that are in existence right now today on that site, they have parking in the front setback. And actually, our parking lot right here at City Hall has parking in the front setback. So it's a very common issue in the downtown. The drive-up window appears to have enough to stack 13 vehicles backed up at the drive-up, more than sufficient, probably would never be fully utilized. The traffic pattern counterclockwise around the building does not appear to conflict with any other functions on the site. Excuse me. The sign is being displayed before you here. It wants to be able to have the gas station with the gas prices displayed, gas prices being digital so that they can change them as the prices change. Name of the gas station and the two other tenants. The overall height of the sign will be 30 feet is what's being requested. Originally, they had submitted a pole sign to us that was going to be 45 feet high and 350 square feet. So this has come down now to a 30 foot high, and the total area involved here is 300 square feet. 10 foot of that is the base unit of the sign. They've also made improvements to the elevation of the building. This being the rear of the building, which would face towards City Hall here, is going to be upgraded to match the aesthetics of the rest of the building and have the same type of treatments as that to give it a more completed look when you're looking at it from across the street here. I believe that gives you a very Reader's Digest summary of the requests here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you do have questions, we'll be glad to address those, and also I know the engineers here as well.
Thank you. We'll vote on each one of these separately. But is there
Bill
any
Connors,
I'm sorry,
Bill Connors would like that.
Oh, he I'm sorry, Bill.
If I give everybody a little bit of background, as you know, these requests were going to come forward last month. We have been diligently working with our consultants to come up with a downtown master plan. We asked Mr. Ernst if he would mind waiting 30 days so we could incorporate some of the issues. We've got a full section of that master plan that's downtown design standards. So when the design standards were completed, Mr. Ernst came in with his engineering team and his design team, and we sat down, and one of the things we wanted is to be able to soften the parking from the street. So what he has done, and you didn't bring that graphic with the landscaping?
Of all the landscaping.
He did move the parking back and provide landscaping all the way around the perimeter to soften the parking from the street. So that was one thing we asked of him.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The design standard also says that all signs downtown will be monument style, no more pole signs, and nothing that exceeds 30 foot in height. So his original request, of course, was for a 45 foot sign. When we told him of the new design standards, he agreed to bring that sign height down to 30 foot and then made it monument style. And the other thing we ask is that he redesigned the building so the front and the back had the same type of features, with the exception of all the openings, of course, and he agreed to do that. So there were some other things that he's done to enhance the site development plan, but I'd like to commend him, because I did tell him there is none of this has been approved by the City Council or made ordinance yet, so we're asking you voluntarily to do it, and he was very cooperative in that manner. So
thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Good evening, Jason Holdorf with Missman, representing Bill Ernst with the QC Martin downtown development there. just here to entertain any questions or comments that you may have. Otherwise, yeah, like I think Bill and John have pretty much summarized the design process so far. So, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here have any questions for any of these items other than, go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Well, I have a question. Just so it's clear, we are currently, the elevation that we're looking at, that's part of the packet we got, is the rear elevation? That is the revised rear elevation.
That is not the revised. The revised rear elevation would be very similar with some of the brick piers that you see on the front. That would be on the back. There's also some parapets right on the back side that would also be extended.
Is that part of the illustration, the new plan that we have here? I mean, do we have that available to us?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure.
It is, but it's not in color.
And when we opened the CAD to try to make a graphic for you that would work, it just didn't work. We tried several different. That's pretty good?
Yeah. Here's if the parapets have been raised in the rear. I'm not sure about the other pieces.
Just pass that.
Without hurting anybody. Okay, so this is,
while they're looking at that, I had a question for Bill. You talked about the 30-foot height. Did we do anything, or what was the recommendation on the size of the sign?
We're going to leave that up to the ordinance. We're also, and a couple of people here on the ordinance committee, we're rewriting in entirety our zoning ordinance.
Right.
So we're going to leave that up to the zoning ordinance to regulate the total square footage. If you look at that sign and you count the base, you've got 300 square feet. If you look at the actual signage area of it and do the math, you're looking at about 135 to 140 square foot of sign.
Okay. So, and right now, our sign ordinance is 100 square foot? Is
it? It could be up to 300 square foot.
Oh, okay.
Under what circumstances would it be up to 300 square feet?
Yeah.
If they were within the building setback and had the street frontage to support it?
Oh, because we had that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just in perspective, so we haven't reached that part of the ordinance yet, and so we don't really know if this is actually going to be approved. It's kind of where we're going, but we're not really sure yet. Isn't that the case?
Yeah. Well,
so it's got to go through. City's got to do the rewrite. It's got to go to the city council
right
to get final approval.
Yeah. Well, the applicant had every mm-hmm ability to come through and say, I will meet your current ordinances, period. We asked him that since he was the first brick and mortar project in our new downtown area, can you work with us and set an example? Again, I think he's been generous in what he's offered back.
So what would he have been able to, would the 45-foot pole, was it 45-foot pole sign, was that allowed by ordinance or not allowed because of the...
It wasn't allowed by ordinance, but there were several examples of signs in the downtown. The three gas stations that existed before they were demolished all had signs 45 foot or higher. John, I believe some were 60, weren't they?
On the I-74 corridor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We don't really have any standards for the I-74 corridor. We went
for interstate signs?
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but we have so few of those that we talked about it when that other one came up.
So what's the size of the sign that's at the River's Edge entrance? Isn't that called River's
right
Edge?
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Am I pointing the right? Yeah, this way.
12 and a half
feet actually, high. Actually, there are several
tall
of them.
Is that sign? That's
12 and a half feet high. One's 90 square feet. The other is 86 square feet.
Which? The one that's right at 18th Street when you pull in?
That'd probably be the bigger one if I'm recalling
yeah
correctly.
Yeah.
Which would be about, if that's the bigger one, that's about 7.7 feet wide by 12 and a half high. And this one's roughly, according to this, the
this one's 30 feet high, so.
By 6'8" three.
By six.
Six, eight, seven.
6 feet, 8 inches.
7 feet wide. Does it need to be the 10-foot height on the bottom, Bill? Does there need to be that 10-foot block structure on the bottom?
I don't think it needs to be that that large. It just needs to be a monument-style sign.
I think they want to get the sign. I'm assuming they want to get it high enough. They want to be visible from the.
Well, and if you look at the landscaping plan, he has put some trees out in front. I'm sure he wants a sign to be able to be seen.
The 30 feet
with the trees
is roughly what the new sign is on at the new credit union up there on 53rd. It's 30 feet high.
That is, yes.
That's 30 okay. feet.
Give,
University
give,
of Iowa?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
So that gives some perspective because, you know, that's hard right. to envision what 30 yeah. feet is.
And it's and for perspective also, the other BP that's at 74 and Middle.
Oh, that's huge.
That's right at the top of the hill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we, anybody recall what the dimensions are on that sign?
That's 60 foot, isn't
that's
it?
That's a lot.
Say, cause that's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Because yeah. remember the site, we had a big discussion about
right.
we had a site.
Right.
That was one of those you considered to be an interesting sign.
I'm just trying to get a relative, yeah. by the way. But you know, a relative that's what we did, yeah.
feel for
yeah.
what well, this was. Well, that one's a little hard, too, because when you're looking at it, you're, so, you're going 60 down the.
Oh, yeah.
You're actually 55 down the interstate.
Do you really do that?
You think of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one's a kind of difficult one to.
Well, I'm just trying to put it in perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, that this is essentially half the height
right.
of that one.
Yeah.
And it's about the same height as the new credit union, which is pretty tall. And that one, because it's in the setback, is that right?
Yes, that's yeah. all the way in the proper setback.
And it's allowed to be 30 feet?
Yeah.
That one is within all of our ordinances.
Yeah, well,
but it doesn't have to be the monument style because it's of where it's located.
Yeah. And if I may, there you know, we're doing comprehensive plans, we're doing ordinance rewrites, we're doing downtown master plans, so I kind of get sometimes they run together. But one of the things we're looking at in our downtown is right now the setbacks in the downtown are the same as they are up on 53rd Avenue. So we're going to reduce the required setbacks in the downtown to be able to bring structures closer to the sidewalks to make them a little bit more inviting.
Nice.
So
yeah.
all of this stuff is going to change over the next 6 months or so.
And it's a different location. It needs to have some different set of governing rules, I think. But when we come up with those new, the revised rules for the downtown, is the likelihood going to be that 30 feet is going to be the norm in the downtown area rather than what's kind of existing now, which is about the 12 and a half foot monument sign?
Well, we put the maximum at 30 foot for the downtown and the design standards. Obviously, when we get through the ordinance and start putting the particulars into that, we'll own that down. I think what we didn't want was to have the first example to be 45 foot high and 330 square feet.
We're not setting a precedent here by.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
Well, and I mean, honestly, we wouldn't be because the rule isn't necessarily in place. So if we were to tomorrow have, if the council passed a new downtown
ordinance
and it was only a 12 and a half foot high monument sign, we really wouldn't have been setting a precedent because we didn't have the rule. But that doesn't mean if we know that kind of rule it might be likely, you'd hate to have one sitting out there, sign that's 30 feet and then the rest of them are maxed out at 15.
But I mean, if we approve the 30 foot and they come back and you say the maximum is 20, would they just have to come back through here again for, no,
They'd have their 30.
They still have their 30.
They already have their 30.
Their 30 be grandfathered in there.
Okay.
That's the difficulty right now, because we're kind of working between sets of rules. So it's, if we give the variance and then the city council decides that no, that type of thing is a bit much, we can't have everybody having 30-foot tall monument signs all the way down Grant Street, then, and they max it at 15 or 20. And do we have a feel for where that's going as the city council? Or, I mean, I know you can't.
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Haven't addressed it. Discussed.
It's still in committee.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate the comments and such. You know, I think the owner in this case scenario has gone above and beyond, I guess, the city ordinance at this stage to try to appease the new design coming into place. He's kind of gone above and beyond with the look of the building, with making some of those other concessions. So he is trying to get to that ordinance. This is the one piece that he's asking for. That's all. Yep. Thanks.
Any other discussion from anyone here?
What do you guys think about the drive-through?
I don't have a problem with the drive-through or any problem with the parking and those setbacks, frankly.
No. I have no problem with the setbacks. In fact, of course, it's only gotten better.
Right. Thank you. Right. Yeah, they've done a nice job.
The only thing was, for me, was the promenade. You know, we've got a newly approved comp plan that has that nice promenade going through there, which is why I'm assuming we want to make that back of that building look as nice as we can, because we're trying to entice a walkable, that promenade alley mm-hmm. back there. Mm-hmm.
At one time, there was going to be a drive here.
Mm-hmm. And you got rid of that.
And that's why staff addressed that. Mm-hmm. For that issue.
And they've already made you've already talked about kind of how we're to bring that promenade up, I'm assuming, through that triangular piece.
Right.
And be able to avoid so that we don't have a major, yeah, that's a better one to look at. So we don't have a major commercial intersection right there where people are supposed to be promenading.
The Easter parade.
Yes, that's right.
How will that be barricaded from the drive going in, that new drive entrance off of
this here?
No, over here, Bill or John, where you were before. This off of 16th Street there. Yeah. How will that promenade be barricaded?
I think the question is, how are we getting people walking or biking along there without having to have a conflict with the driveway, because the driveway is crossing the alley.
That will be one of the main entrances into it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That's going to have to be addressed anyway, because they're going to have to cross that new State Street alignment anyway. Mm-hmm.
And that was not part of the site plan. That was part of the DOT's plan to put that drive in there.
So really, the city, when it's time, we'll just have to address that crossing.
That's correct.
As a part of how they get them across State Street.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Even walking further to the west is going to be a problem with that street, as busy as it'll be.
Yeah, well, we'll have to
something addressed in the future.
Sure.
We're going to have to deal with that.
When it comes to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions from anyone?
I still have a question about the rear elevation. When I look at the rear elevation that we were just shown, or what I thought was the rear elevation, because it had no windows in it, just doors, the comment was made that the brick was added to the back of that. That wasn't part of the drawing that we saw here. Are we going to see brick columns leading to those parapets as we do on the front, but without the glass? Is that basically what we're looking at? Because otherwise, very honestly, just raising parapets on the back of that elevation back there, with all due respect, because obviously the applicant has made great pains to accommodate, you know, what the city's doing, but the rear end of the product that is at 74 and Middle Road is not aesthetically what I think you're shooting for downtown. And that's what I see on that drawing, the way it's presented to us there.
When you're coming in.
Even above the doorway would look, above those doorways. If you put this type of thing above the doorway, it would accent it off.
Well, something. It just, it's the...
Something to bring that brick around to the front or whatever it is.
The back.
The back, yeah.
That's just what I'm seeing on the drawings is not jiving with what I thought I heard.
That's a good point.
Sure. You bet. Definitely we'll speak with the owner, and I don't see any issues why they couldn't add some form of accents up in a commoner fashion up along the back edge like that, similar to the front.
Just above the three breaks doors. Just breaks up the mass, yep. and adds a decorative element that doesn't appear to be there or here that we have.
For the reason that because of the comprehensive plan and the what is anticipated for the future or planned for the future, they're trying, I think, to get away from the alley feel.
Sure, understand. So we can make some form of a, column fashion kind of similar.
Appreciate why you don't want windows back there.
What's that?
But
yeah, windows probably not.
It can look like an alley view.
Sure.
Probably to me that seems like what they were trying to accomplish and what was described to us, but I don't see it. So.
Yep. Good question. And we will definitely add that piece to it. Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. Anything else from anyone? Okay. Case 16-023 at 325 16th Street. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the request for a variance to allow parking in required front yard.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Then a motion is second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Reiner?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 16-003 has been approved. Case 16-004 at 325 6th Street is reference to the sign without reading the whole thing. Should I read the whole thing?
It's in the record.
It's in the record. Okay. Is there a motion to on this item?
Nobody wants to move. Is there more discussion?
There a motion on the sign on item
it's
B.
That's a big sign.
It's a big sign. The monument portion of, and I much prefer the monument than the pole downtown. The monument portion of it is nearly as tall as the existing ones are at River's Edge. If that's 10 feet and those are 12 and a half. And that's before the signs start. It's a big sign, but the only thing we're looking at two things here. Are we allowing the sign actually, Bill, what are we looking at here?
Well, that
we're looking for a variance from the requirements of the Downtown River Corridor Overlay District. What exactly is the variance?
It talks about a small retail
establishment.
In the small retail, it says that the sign is limited to 15 feet high, 100 square feet. So yeah, it's two issues, but it's one variance. You're asking for a variance to that section of the code.
So keep in mind, you're asking a variance for a section of the code that we know we're going to change.
Right.
In the near future.
But we don't know what we're going to change it to.
Right.
We think we do, but we don't. And, yeah. So it's...
100 to 300 square feet and 30
now,
feet high.
Now, he's only asking that sign, though, is 135 square feet. It's not...
If you just calculate sign, that.
Right.
Yeah, that's about...
So...
The overall...
300 would be that. Now that would be 200.
That'd be 200. Yeah.
30 by 8. It would be about 200.
Yep.
So somebody check my math.
No, you're right. You're right.
210. I mean, just under 210, right around
210. Yeah.
That was Doug Jarvis. He never could do math.
So the fact that they
okay, I'm going to tell you, the sign company told me 300 square feet. That's what the request is for.
And
you're right. That is not what it's showing.
If you approve this, then that's what they get.
Well, that's what I'm...
They don't get 300.
Right. You can tell where I'm going with this.
Yes. Yeah.
We're approving 210 square feet.
300 would be...
That's a darn good point.
More than double the size.
It's a third bigger than what they're even asking.
Yeah, that's six.
Actually, it's more than double because he doesn't count the 10 by 6 area with the brick. He's just counting the 20 foot by...
Well, let's clear. If you're going to approve a 200 square foot sign,
mm-hmm.
I think you're approving this whole thing.
Okay.
I don't... I'm not telling. I'm asking.
I think
perhaps
would,
we
yes.
clarify that.
Yeah,
in,
I think you want
motion.
To clarify
what you're asking for, right in the
yes.
motion.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you just approve what's exhibit? Yeah, what's exhibited? If that's what you want to do.
Now, and that might make it the easiest.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing I was thinking. Boy, 300 square feet is.
That's a billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much bigger.
And so, if we approve that means. That you know,
yeah.
everyone else.
It
will
could get bigger.
Right, it could grow from this exhibit. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that's so. That's one thing. But now it's still now we got to get through the. Do we like a 6.5 foot, 7 foot wide by 30 foot high monolith?
Well, I like it a lot better than 60 foot high.
And I like it a lot better than a pole.
I actually think, mm-hmm. and I actually have a bit of a vested interest. I mean, I have a building right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it looks great compared to what I've been looking at for the last 10 years. I think this is going to be a wonderful improvement. I won't have to drive 5 miles to get a soda. I mean, let's be honest. So, you know, I'm looking at that, and 30 feet, it sounds very tall. I mean, it's probably as tall as my building, I'm guessing.
Oh, what's this? This is 12, you figure, maybe?
You're probably 14 foot, yeah.
So it's twice
this height.
Again, yeah, for perspective, how tall is the building, the top of the parapet on the building?
That is, there you go. It's got to be on here. 17 feet.
I can't read it.
Should be able to get it off the plan.
Well, yeah, I think it's 17 just below the parapet, the so you're probably talking 20 feet. 20 with the parapet in there. Yeah, it says
you're right in the ballpark.
That's not you, it's us.
It's 17 plus the parapet.
So it's the top of the parapet. So this is going to extend 10 feet as proposed
past
the parapet.
Top of the parapet.
Well, it's... They're allowed 15 foot by 100 and 100 square feet by the small, what do you call it, small shopping center.
Small shopping district, yeah.
I mean, we could not give them the variance and they'd have to keep to that. We could give them the variance knowing that is going away, and if the new ordinance decides that, well, we need monument signs and they're only allowed to be 20 feet, well, he got
his.
He got it, you know.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
My personal opinion is it's pretty tall for downtown to me, but until we get things in place, it's a tough decision.
I think, the other thing you probably need to look at, it's a street that's carrying a lot of traffic and a lot of semi-traffic. So, half the time, if you got a semi sitting in front of that sign, you're not going to see that sign because it's covering up the first 15 feet of the sign. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why he wants the 10-foot, because that's a large amount of traffic that goes through there. So I can understand why they want that 10-foot at the base. If it helps to move it along, I will make a motion to approve the exhibit as we see in front of us.
Which is closer to 200 square foot.
Correct.
Correct. Right.
Roughly, yes.
To these dimensions that are on this attachment D.
So we would agree, the motion would be to agree to allow a variance to
this
200, to this,
to this attachment.
This attachment.
To a 6 foot, 8 3/4 inch wide, 30-foot high sign.
And the brick parapet portion, or whatever you want to call it, is considered part of the sign.
Okay.
As illustrated in the
text. As illustrated. Because I don't think we're saying, and I'm not saying they're asking, but that the sign would go all the way to the ground.
Right, it's got to have the monument base.
Yeah, the definition of sign, I think we have to, my personal feeling is when you start defining the sign and parapets, we ought to say, they're not the same thing. The sign's going
right.
to be so big, and the parapet can be so big
right.
in your new ordinance, so we don't end up with, because it won't, floor to ceiling,
yeah.
30-foot sign, all signage is a heck of a lot different than a 20-foot sign and sitting on a 10-foot
pole.
Right. Right.
Parapet. Monument. Yeah, monument. Monument's the word
we
I look for.
We call it a number of different things.
Yeah.
So, Lisa,
are you getting all this?
Are you clear on the wording?
So,
that's
that.
Okay.
You're clear with that, Lisa? That's what we're talking about? Okay.
So we approve it based on the
there's
attachment.
A motion by Mary. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Or did you second? No.
No,
Mary.
I think he just
yield. You may second it. Yes.
Sorry.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure we knew what we're talking about. That
yes.
Was. Okay.
There's been a motion and a second on item B, case 16-004. Would you call the roll?
Bulk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 16-004 at 325 16th Street has been approved. Item C, case 16-005 at 325 16th, request for a drive-up window. Is there discussion on that?
He doesn't know that he wants it yet. They don't know what's going in there yet. But I'm not keen on it, but I don't see really,
New businesses somewhat require drive-up windows. So,
some kinds do.
Yeah, you don't know what's...
I want them to put a coffee shop back there. Spills out onto the promenade.
He's trying to go for stars, so.
There you go.
That would be great.
You'll want to drive up there.
No, you want the little umbrellas and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, there's no room for that.
For outside
there would
patio.
Be if there's no drive-through.
Outside patio for a coffee shop?
We're looking at squirrels now, so.
Yeah.
Squirrels? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Is there a second or a motion on that item?
I move we approve 16-005.
Second. Second. Motion is second. Okay. Would you call the roll?
Paul?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Oliver?
Yes. Case 16-005 at 325 16th Street, to C3 District for a drive-up window has been approved. Any other item, John?
Nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We are adjourned.